A U.S. drone strike in southern Yemen has left at least three people dead. Security sources say the attack took place in an area in the Shabwa Governorate. The impoverished Arab nation has been one of the main victims of U.S. drones, which Yemeni officials claim target suspected al-Qaeda militants. However, similar attacks in the past have killed many civilians. Rights groups have repeatedly criticized the attacks in Yemen and other countries, including Pakistan and Afghanistan. They have urged Washington to stop the killings, which violates the sovereignty of the target countries. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Yusuf Modi, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Yusuf, what is the latest about this latest drone strike?
Well, given the political and security vacuum here in the country, the U.S. seems to be enjoying this because it has opened the gates for the use of more drone strikes in the southern provinces of Shib, Abyan, and also the central province of Ladakh. Since the beginning of the year, at least 30 U.S. drone strikes have been reported. And when I say reported, that's insinuating that more strikes have actually occurred and more innocent people have been killed. However, they have not yet been reported, given the political and security vacuum which has swept the nation. The southern province of Shabwa, which is where these two U.S. drone strikes occurred, one which killed the three suspected militants today and also on Saturday, this is an area which is inhabited by Yemeni tribesmen. Now, many of these tribesmen have relatives to these so-called suspected al-Qaeda militants, and according to the U.S. drone policy, these relatives themselves are also considered to be quote-unquote terrorists due to this U.S. drone policy, which basically links any relative to who the U.S. views as a terrorist as him being an acting terrorist. And this is why so many innocents have been reportedly killed in these U.S. drone strikes. Let's not forget that these drone strikes are killing people without giving them a fair trial. And one has to question, how does the U.S. government determine that the suspected militant is linked to actions of terrorism? These U.S. drone strikes have been considered the death penalty from above without a fair trial. And so this is the U.S. is the only country in the world that can illegally kill people without giving them a trial. And this is something which the Yemeni, in 2014, the Yemeni House of Representatives, they voted against, and they basically just called on the U.S. to stop these illegal killings of the Yemeni people, whether it be suspected militants or not. It still does not give them the right to just kill people without giving them a fair trial.
And just briefly, if you can, Yusuf, tell us about the two seats of power that we see now emerging, one in Sana'a, of course, with the popular committees. What is their stance on drone strikes? And I would imagine that the Hadi government, if we may call it that, in Aden, supports the drone strikes.
Well, one of the main slogans which was raised in the Houthi revolution, which is now in control of the north part of the country, or most of it, it basically toppled the Yemeni government because it accused them of being a Western puppet and basically being a U.S.-backed regime which is only preserving Western interests and allowing and calling for the U.S. to continue its drone operations throughout the country, something which has raised strong anti-U.S. sentiments across the country and also has gained support for the Houthi movement, which basically said, look, we're going to topple this government and we're going to establish a Yemeni government which will represent the demands of the Yemeni people. And one of those main goals is to bring an end to these U.S. drone strikes by putting into power Yemeni officials who will represent the demands of the Yemeni people. The Houthi movement had attempted to do that. However, we now see this political phase coming split in the country into two because President Abdelaziz Mansour Hadi has escaped to Aden and he's now calling for the formation of what he's calling the legit authority of Yemen and condemning the Houthi actions as being a military coup. And that's also calling for more U.S. interference in Yemen. President Abdelaziz Mansour Hadi has called for the UN to militarily intervene and counter this Houthi advancement, which has spread out in the north part of the country. So this type of action has raised sectarian tensions and many fear it could most likely lead to a civil war if southern and northern tensions continue to rise and if negotiations continue to fail, something which we have seen since the beginning of February.
Okay, Yusuf, as always, we appreciate that. That was Yusuf Mori, who is speaking to us live from the Yemeni capital.